This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I received a question the other day from a brother in America. He was telling me about a masjid in Indiana that has decided to separate the Muslims. When they come to the masjid, you have the vaccinated Muslims who will be able to go to the main prayer hall, and the non-vaccinated, they will have to go with their prayer rugs and pray by themselves in the gym. And the brother asked me, you know, what do you think of this? Is this something that's permissible Islamically? And I'm going to answer, inshallah ta'ala, is it permissible Islamically or not? And also a recommendation for that community and for all communities in America and around the world in dealing with this pandemic and how they should deal with it. Is this something that's permissible? Is this something that's good? Is this how we should deal with the Muslims when it comes to separating them? And because obviously the brothers are saying this is for the overall good and protection of the community. But before we go into the details, let's listen to the clip that the brother sent to me, inshallah.
The recommendations that the COVID-19 committee has made has been presented to the board, and the board has agreed to move forward in implementing those guidelines with your support and help. Number one, wear masks in the center. This is very important to protect all members of the community. Number two, which is one that we need all of your support in. If you are vaccinated, to bring your vaccination card, which the volunteers will see and allow you to come in to the main prayer hall. If you are not vaccinated, we will request that you pray in the gym and bring your prayer rug with you.
Okay, so apparently the video was longer than that. He sent me this portion, which shows you the general ruling that the vaccinated will be in the main prayer hall and the unvaccinated will be put into the gym to pray by themselves with their prayer rugs there. We have two things we want to cover in this video. And I want to point out, first of all, that this topic, we're not talking about this masjid in general in Indiana. We're talking about specifically the ruling Islamically and what we should and shouldn't do as Muslims, as community leaders. And this is for the brothers in America and, in Europe and all around the world when it comes to dealing with this issue. Because if one masjid is going to implement this, many others will follow suit as well if they think it is for the overall good. And I do believe, obviously, the brothers who make this ruling, they said there's a COVID-19 committee. I don't know if this is a governmental or a local brothers or who it is exactly. But I'm sure that they have good intentions and they think they're doing good for the community. However, when it comes to separating the Muslims and, banning Muslims from the masjid is basically what you're doing when you do this. Because if you were in that situation where you were vaccinated, and I don't want to go into the issue, is it better to be vaccinated, better to stay away? That's a different topic we're not going to get into. But we clearly know we have a group of people who have been vaccinated, and perhaps they're the vast majority, and others who are reluctant and skeptical and don't want to do it. And when we come and we separate them like this, and we make one pray here, one pray there, when I'm going to the masjid, if I'm not vaccinated, or I'm vaccinated, whatever it is, I want to be in the main prayer hall in the nice area with the nice carpet to be able to focus. I need that spiritual boost. I need that, to be listening to the Quran, listening to the lectures, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua, attending my 5 daily prayers if I have the ability to do so. So this is, where I want to be. If you're going to put me into the masjid, what's going to happen? I'm not going to come. So what is the reality of this ruling in the end? Is that you're banning people from coming to the masjid, and that is something that is not permissible. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah in verse 114, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَن يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَ فِي خَرَابِهَا. That who is more unjust, and look at this, a very strong wording used from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that who is أَظْلَم, who is more unjust than the one who what? Prevents the people from remembering the name of Allah in his masajid, in the mosque. And sa'afi kharabiha, that they strive towards their destruction, the destruction of the mosque. And Allah said at the end of the verse, pay attention to this, that these individuals, they will have in the dunya, lahum fi dunya khizyun, that they will have humiliation in this dunya, walahum fil akhirati adhabun azim, and they will have a very great punishment in the hereafter. So this shows that it's a major sin to ban the people from the masjid. Obviously the people, they'll tell you this is not their intention, but nonetheless, this is the result of this ruling that they're passing. Therefore, we would say Islamically, it is not permissible to pass such a law where you separate the Muslims from coming into the mosque. and put the vaccinated here and the unvaccinated. Yeah, when we go to the aswak, let's be honest. When we go to the marketplaces, do they have this? When you go out to the football games and the people are sitting next to the stadium, do they have the vaccinated section and the unvaccinated section? No. So why would we do this in our mosque? Huh? Do we care more about the people's health than all of the other places in public? SubhanAllah. And haven't we had enough in our masajid throughout the years in the West where we've been separated and segregated through our ideological differences, the issues of different madhabs, different outlooks, differences of opinions, and a new mosque has been formed and this group separates from that. This nationality has their own mosque and that nationality. Isn't it any time to stop this differing and splitting? Even if you say your intention is good, this is the reality of your results and what's going to happen. Maybe the unvaccinated brothers will come now and say, hey, let's make a masjid for ourselves. We'll go get a new musallah. They're not going to let us pray. I'm not going to pray in the dungeon. The gym. Who wants to pray in a gym, man? I'll pray at home, or I'm going to make my own musallah. I'll go with some other brothers. We'll rent us a little apartment here, and we'll pray our five daily prayers there. We'll rent out a place for Jummah. We're not going to come with you guys anymore. So we made a separation of the community, falling into groups, making us weaker and weaker as an ummah. Therefore, clearly I believe it's not permissible for the Muslims to implement such laws where they segregate and separate between the vaccinated and unvaccinated. However, I will say this is in the case that it's something that they choose to do. If this is something mandatory from the local government, and I know most states in America and around the world as well, this is not the case. There might be certain things where you have to wear masks and all of that stuff. But when it comes to actually implementing, separating the people like this, it's something that most areas are not doing. But if it is something where you have to do it like that, then you have no choice in the situation. Otherwise, it's not permissible. Secondly, what is my advice to that community or other communities who are facing the same situation? What should they do? The brothers who are not vaccinated, or even if you are vaccinated, that you should stand up for freedom, freedom of choice. If someone doesn't want to get vaccinated, still by law, they're still telling us that that's all right. If we don't want to be vaccinated, we don't have to be vaccinated. Therefore, you're forcing someone to do something they don't have to do by law. And if we want to go into the difference of opinion, about the reality of the vaccines, the reality of the scientific proofs behind masks, you're going to see that the ones who choose not to go that route, they have their proofs, very strong evidences as well. Therefore, I would say that you need to advise the board who are in charge of the masjid to go back on that ruling and to stand up for your rights. Do whatever you can by any means. Obviously, we want to keep things quiet. We don't make a bigger fitna. But nonetheless, people need to stand up for their rights. And I'll tell you something very interesting. There was a very beautiful clip that was a couple of months ago by Senator Rand Paul called Choose Freedom. And I'm going to put the link in the description box below. One of the best, and it's about 3.5 minutes or something like that, one of the best speeches I've heard about how we should deal with the same exact issue here. And he said, choose freedom. Even he talked about the scientific issue behind the mask, what have you. But something very interesting, which really stood out to me, he repeated a couple of times in his little talk. He said that people have either received, they've had COVID, meaning they have natural immunity now, and or they've received the vaccine, or they've been offered the vaccine, meaning they haven't chosen to do it. So this is the same thing in the Muslim community as well. Therefore, it's our rights, and we need to stand up and fight for those rights as Muslims and not allow our masajid to be used like this, where it's going to be a place of separation, where it should be a place that brings the Muslims together, and it's a place of tranquility and peace where we go. We're dealing with, in the West especially, all around the world actually, but especially in the West where the fitna is every place, problems, the society in general. And then you go into that masjid and you find that peace of heart. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that the masjid, it's the bait, it's the house of every believer. And that's how the Muslim wants to be, wants to have his heart attached. But if I'm banned from going, look at the results and what it's going to be. We need to do as much as we can to encourage the people to come to the masajid and to encourage us to come together as one ummah. And Allah knows best. Allahu alam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.